hold up. Hey, we gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Welcome to Hold Up.
Hello. Hi, Matt.
I'm Matt Dundas. With me, as always, is Kevin Connor. How are you, Kevin?
I'm good. I'm dealing with our podcasting fame very well.
I know. Our podcast has been officially released now. We released the first couple episodes this week. It's shot up to the top of my chart.
Of your chart.
My chart. It peaked on my chart.
As someone who has dealt with fame at a young age, can you give me any advice? I know after your tour de force in the Kennedys of Massachusetts in 1990, you had a lot of admirers.
Yeah, yeah. If there had been a Facebook in 1990, I would have gotten a lot of likes, a lot of shares.
Yeah.
There wasn't.
Yeah, there was for that one line.
Yeah, it would have been huge.
I mean, one could say, looking back, that is the lack of Facebook is the reason you are not in Hollywood right now.
Honestly, any number of like 50 different things, if they had just gone slightly differently, I wouldn't be sitting at this table with
really,
you right now.
God, man, I feel bad for you.
Oh, I know, me too. So we're talking about Ghost today.
Ah,
the film
where?
Ghost.
Where?
No.
What's the matter?
Seems like whenever anything good in my life happens, I'm just afraid I'm going to lose it.
I really love you.
What do you want?
Somebody help us!
What's happening?
It's like I think about you every minute. Like I can still feel you.
The problem with you is you still think you're real. It's all up here now. You want to move something, you gotta move it with your mind.
Molly, why can't you hear me?
Who is that?
You can hear me? Can you hear me? Sam Weeks. Say my name. Say it.
Leave me alone.
Say my name. Sam. Say it.
Help me.
Say it.
Hello? I get a message from Sam. What?
Sam Wheat? He asked me to call. Once you go to police, he said it was a setup. He was murdered.
She said Sam knew who killed him.
Are you out of your mind? I mean, what are you going to tell the police?
She knew things, private things.
I know about the green underwear that you wrote your name on.
Well, this psychic woman's got a record that goes back a long way.
Don't you see? I'm not a fake.
I don't know what's real anymore.
Don't open him. Don't open the damn door. He's a murderer.
Why are you doing this to me? You hear me? Why are you doing this to me? Sam's dead.
Tell her I love her.
He says he loves you. Sam would never say that.
You gotta take all your anger, all your love, all your hate, and then let it explode.
Molly?
Molly, you in danger, girl.
Where?
Calm
I
down.
Knew this place wasn't right.
The film. Patrick Swayze.
Demi? Let's go with Demi. You know
I
what?
Like Demi, but I feel like it's Demi.
Let's just let our, you know, let's let it come out.
Okay.
It'll happen.
Demi
I
Moore.
Mean, we'll go Demi.
Demi Moore.
Demi.
And who else is in this movie? Whoopi Goldberg.
By the way, love Demi's haircut in this movie.
Good haircut.
Yeah,
super cute.
Good haircut.
Super cute. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this came out in when? 92?
90.
90?
90.
Really?
90.
90. Yeah. The same, were they in production at the same time as you guys?
Ah, yes. Good question. So what you're referencing here is the Kennedys.
Again,
of
the Kennedys of Massachusetts.
Came out in 1990.
ABC.
Same year. They I think they came out same week. Competed head to head to entertain America. I can't remember who won.
Well, since we're talking about both of them, it's
one
a tie.
Of them was free on television. The other one charged tickets, I'm pretty sure.
Now, Matt, I want to admit something. Is that I had never seen Ghost.
You what?
Until this.
You've never seen Ghost in your life?
Never in my life. And I still, to all of you out there, have not seen The Godfather.
No, we covered that in the
deal
last episode.
It.
We're not covering. I can't. You can't say that anymore.
All right. Well, yeah, I'll try.
I feel
I'll try not to
obligated
say that.
To address it whenever you bring it up.
I will try not to say that every episode.
I'm shocked that you hadn't seen Ghost just because it was so popular.
Yeah, okay, there was that, but there was also this stigma around it. And also, you know, it came out, I mean, you were, in 1990, I mean, you were like 22, but I was 8. And it was like the movie that my older siblings were like
right.
into, or their girlfriend, my brother's girlfriend was into. I remember
right.
my brother's girlfriend at the time, or just before then or something, said how he would always, my brother would always do the ditto thing.
Ditto.
And I was like, I didn't get what that meant.
Right.
The context of like, basically he was saying, yeah, I don't love you. Well, Patrick,
is that what he was saying? Is that your interpretation?
I didn't get that it could be a really easy out for just not having to drop the L-bomb.
Right.
That was not my interpretation of the film, however.
Well, let's back up.
It was Demi's.
Let's back up.
I am jumping away.
We got to talk a little bit more about the
yes.
generals here.
Okay.
General 30,000 foot view here.
All right.
First of all, more credits.
This
was directed by Jerry Zucker.
Sure. I didn't really pay attention.
We'll get back to Jerry Zucker in a little while. He's worth getting back to.
That's fine.
It's an incredible story. Jerry Zucker is an incredible story.
You're knitting the sweater here, buddy. You're knitting the sweater. I'm just pulling the threads.
That's beautiful. that's gorgeous.
I can't believe you're crying.
I didn't expect such poetry.
Well.
Okay. So we've got the cast listed out. There were a few other people in the movie. I can't remember their
names.
Whoopi
Goldberg?
I said her name.
Steven Root?
Never heard of him.
Steven Root is the guy who was in absolutely everything. He was in like Dodgeball. He was on News Radio.
Who's he playing?
He was the cynical cop. Cynical cop, the police sergeant who told her that Whoopi Goldberg was a con artist.
Yep, that's an important part. Okay. The point I wanted to make was 30,000 foot view. At its core, this is a film about responsible banking. To me.
Oh, I would.
If everybody's banking responsibly, nobody gets hurt in this film.
You are 100% correct. I didn't look at it through that lens. Mm. I looked at it through the lens of rules for ghost existence.
Yeah.
So the movie posits that ghosts are real. And that they can get stuck between good, you know, heaven or hell, if you want to put them in those terms.
No. You were looking way too closely at this movie. So you got to back up. This is a fight between two 1%ers.
Oh,
is what it is.
Is he a 1%er?
This is a 1%er who's alive and a 1%er who's dead.
So, I mean,
it's the good 1%er against the bad 1%er.
Wait, hold on.
This is basically saying to the world, there are good 1%ers out there, and one of them's been killed. And we're now going to root for him for the rest of the movie. Did you see the apartment that he left behind?
Okay, I will say
35 foot ceilings in that apartment.
This guy
is a 1%er.
The apartment does lend credence to him being a 1%er, but a 1%er could afford a CD player.
Wait. When do we learn that he has no CD player?
They're playing records on a jukebox of some kind.
Yes, a vintage 50s jukebox. This proves my point, not
I
yours.
I really don't
fool.
Understand. You can get a jukebox. You want a jukebox? I'll get you a jukebox.
You want to get me? They're probably thousands of dollars. You don't worry about it.
I'll get one.
Again, there was no eBay in 1990, just like there was no Facebook. Same year, same principles.
Note
apply.
To self, go back in time and invent eBay.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that is dumb, but I said it. And
there was so much more
and God
that went
willing.
Into eBay than just thinking of the idea.
Oh,
do you have
no.
any of the infrastructure that
this
needs
is
to
why,
go? The
this,
logistics of the whole
this
thing.
This is why you're sitting at a table with me. You just need to think of the idea, Matt. Think of it.
I thought of all of these ideas. I just didn't take the time to execute them.
I will concede that he's a 1%er.
Thank you.
Okay. And your point, right. okay, your point is right, but you know, in,
yeah,
on,
this is a banking
okay,
movie about 1%ers.
So maybe that's a banking movie. Okay, I'll get behind that.
Ultimately,
but you know, they're also it's a banking movie made by someone who's like, I like ghosts.
Yes,
and I was having
yes.
trouble.
Yes, it was also about ghosts.
I
yes.
was having trouble with the continuity of the rules within this universe.
I see. So you found some continuity flaws, is what you're...
Okay, you can walk through stuff, right? And he can, but he can't pick stuff up, right?
Mm.
Until he learns from fake...
Right, because everything that he touches, he goes through, except for chairs and floors.
Yes, and the floor, why isn't he going through the floor?
Right, that was...
What's the problem with the floor?
I thought of that.
Right?
I thought, you know what, I'm not going to worry about
that crap? No.
I'm not going to worry
it's
about that.
As soon as I saw that, it bothered me.
I didn't worry about it. I saw it and I was like, that's either going to bother me the whole movie or I'm just not going to think about it again. And I just thought, and I thought of it five or six more times.
Like you see, clearly the easy fix is to make it, you do the shot like he's kind of just floating a little bit.
Oh, neat.
Like that's all, like in neat. Ghostbusters, the librarian.
That would have been a little
full
weird,
torso,
though.
Free floating apparition. Come on.
It was good that he could walk and that he had, you know.
I tell you what, that's the fastest trip anyone's had to Brooklyn from Manhattan on the subway. He's jumping between trains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably a time management trick by the director.
Well, it was, he's a ghost, so he could just do that.
Oh, you're making a.
You're really missing the point of how fast he made it there. Like an actual.
I am missing your point.
So for all our listeners in New York, Matt has never been there, right? And he doesn't know. Yes. I didn't like how when he walked through people and he could see their blood vessels. I did not care for that.
No, why not? What's wrong with that?
I think it was just icky. But
just
I get the point that they were trying to do. Like it was actually like, all right, within the rules of that universe. Is that where we...
Yeah, now we're back. Now we're back.
Oh.
We took an unintended break from the episode.
We're back. And
Kevin said a bunch of stupid shit, so I
I stopped
the whole thing, and then...
I was on fire, and you're going to hear how on fire I was. I don't even know.
Okay,
back to the rules of the ghost universe, damn it. You shouldn't be able to walk on things.
You gave me a sneak preview earlier that there might be some tropes, some classic movie mechanisms that are revealed nakedly in this film. And before I allow you to actually continue, I'll point out real quick that this film won multiple Oscars.
Oh, did it?
It did. Whoopi Goldberg won Best Supporting Actress for this film, and on top of that, Bruce Joel Rubin.
Oh, key grip. Best key grip.
No, sir.
Gaffer?
Writer.
Ooh.
Won best original screenplay for this film. So before you trash the story and the mechanisms that Ruben used to write this Oscar-winning script, that it is, in fact, an Oscar-winning
script. Know that I'm going to destroy you. I will destroy. No. The tropes come up in movies because they work, and it's not, you know, I don't want to call it laziness, but sometimes you have to move a story along, and so certain things happen, and like something won't work the way you want to tell a story if you don't have these sometimes.
Uh-huh.
However, some of them are just pointless and a little racist.
Hell, I'd like to hear them. Oh, even better.
Oh, and there's only one I have here.
What's the racist?
Actually, I got two racist ones.
Well, we're in an age of racism, so bring on the racist stuff first.
Whoopi and her sisters are watching Arsenio. I mean, obviously, just because they're African American, they got to be watching Arsenio. Also,
I watched Arsenio. He was good. Maybe it was because he was quality TV, Kevin.
Perhaps. You can explain it away all you want. You want to whitewash this issue?
As I think they said in the audiences.
Also, when they set that up, I feel like that was a clip from the very first Arsenio.
It did look like
yes,
it was
because
from
he
the
said
very
something.
First
don't adjust your
television.
I am black.
I am black. Yeah.
And I'm like, is this the first one?
Or does he say that at the beginning of every episode?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not that old.
I am, and no.
Second semi-racist trope. Yes. Of course, they have meetings with the Japanese. A business meeting is super important. The Japanese. Kobayashi's, he's going to get there early.
Right.
Because
he's there.
Kobayashi's the only Japanese name we can think of for movies.
He's there
because he was also
when
in
Swayze
Usual
arrives.
Suspects.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, that was the name of the guy in Usual
he
Suspects.
He wasn't in Die Hard. It was something else.
Hans Gruber, and he's German.
No, the building.
Nakatomi.
Nakatomi.
Yeah, but...
Nakatomi Tower.
Yes, Nakatomi
And Mr.
Tower.
Nakatomi.
Yes.
I will count to three. There will not be a four. Sorry.
Different
count
movie.
To three. It holds up. Everybody knows it.
Yes. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Kevin.
And I apologize. You can bleep that.
It's copyrighted.
Right. Is it? Cool.
Probably.
I got to work hard. I got a big promotion. I got to check these numbers.
You're gunning for the big promotion.
My promotion is
gunning for the big
jeopardy.
Right.
I got to get the promotion.
Got to get the promotion. Got to work hard.
Demi is the artist who's maybe successful, but she's like, my art's going to be in this museum, and that's where the New York Times goes all the time.
High stakes.
And they'll, high stakes art reviews.
Yeah. Big time. Make or break.
Oh, my boyfriend won't tell me. he won't say I love you.
Yeah, the boyfriend, right, won't say I love you. Yep, that's a trope.
You get to attend your own funeral. That was
does that happen a lot?
It's got to happen a lot.
It's got to happen. How could it?
Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn attended their own funeral, right?
Sure. It's been since third grade.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't recall.
That happens a lot. I can't. It's just, it's a trope.
It's a cool thing. I wish.
You could attend your own funeral.
I mean, not soon.
Scrooge attended his own funeral.
Oh, yeah? In Scrooged.
And also in The Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah? In both,
For the source material for which Eddie Murray, the famous baseball player. Wow, Bill Murray.
Where are you going?
I'm sorry. The winter meetings just ended. The week goes.
Did they hold up? Did they hold up?
The O's did not hold up. They did not hold up.
Okay. More tropes? You got any more tropes?
Some old magic guy has to explain things to you. Like the old guy in that, like, oh, yeah, this is how you do it. Oh, right. Doors are tricky.
Here's.
Oh, gunshot. That'll get you every time. Uh-huh. Animals can see you if you're a ghost.
Animals can see the ghosts.
Yeah,
yes.
That's in a lot of these. Although that might not be a trope. That might be more of rules of the universe.
By the way, did you hear the Pope said this week that animals can get into heaven?
Oh, shit.
You see that?
We are going to be inundated with black flies. He's not. He doesn't know. He doesn't think what he says. Stuff. Flies, mosquitoes, praying mantis.
Even if they're gay, apparently. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, what's gayer than a praying mantis? I don't know if they. I really don't know if that's actually a fair qualification. The Whoopi plays the con artist who really is like. A nefarious character, but somehow gets a chance to redeem themselves and also become authentic in being a psychic. And she also kind of has a little bit of purgatory or punishment or whatever you want to call it, because she's now just beset with ghosts who are talking to her.
Yes.
Many ghosts.
Yes.
About many things.
Yes. Sad for Whoopi.
Also sad for Whoopi. She is living out the I have an invisible friend who is real. And I'm talking to in public, but now people think I'm insane. happens.
Right.
It was perfectly executed. Really good example. If any of you want to go the extra mile and learn something in Quantum Leap, Matt, have you seen Quantum Leap?
20 years ago.
Yeah. What was it about again?
Okay. Some other time, Connor. Not tonight. No time for Quantum Leap.
The best friend is a bad guy who's also trying to sleep with your girlfriend. That's another trope.
Yes.
Like, best friend. Oh, yeah, he's so cool. He's like my best friend. Oh, we play jokes in the elevator
really
together.
The
yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
Total douche.
Lame. Really lame.
Yeah.
You don't want to be that guy.
Right. Also, to that guy, I spilled something on my shirt. I need to take it off.
I need to take off
I'm
my shirt.
I'm here for you.
My shirt got dirty.
Yeah. Gross.
Uh-huh. That's a trope.
I think we'll end at this one because this also in pretty much like every movie that has cops, skeptical cops don't believe.
And there's never the cops never believe anything. The cops do not believe anything anybody ever says, do they?
Word. Oh yeah, sure. Maybe it's that she's a con artist and she saw the OBIT notice and saw a banker and then she's trying to get money from you.
This should be a lesson to anybody who ever watches a movie where the characters don't go to the cops and you're watching the movie going, why aren't you going to the cops? You should be going to the cops, you idiot. Just go to the cops. I think that in half the movies I watch, I'm thinking, why aren't they going to the cops? I should remember this. I should remember this trope because this is always the case. Every time they do go to the cops,
the cops
they're
don't
not
do
believed.
It.
The cops
they
don't
never
do,
do
anything.
It. The Unless do the anything. Cop is a main character. If the cop is not a main character.
Right. But if the cop is a main character, it's the only cop in
the only
force
one, yes,
who wants to do anything.
One who
all
it.
The other cops don't. And that's why the
and
movie's
he's
about
like,
them.
And he's totally segregated. And he's a lone wolf who plays by his own rules.
That's right.
He's been disgraced.
And he breaks
and
the
he
law to go and.
Plays
and,
by
and,
his
yeah,
own rule book.
At some point, he takes
and
his badge off and he puts it in a desk drawer.
For this shit.
That's exactly right. The only movie we just described was Lethal Weapon. We just described that movie precisely and no other movie.
Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, and 4.
I didn't see number 4, so I can't
really
speak to
had
it.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I felt like every time they added a new sequel, they added a new star. And I was just like, you know, if you can't,
you
keep
didn't
the
like
thing
Joe,
going,
and you didn't like it when they added Joe Pesci to the second one.
No, that was great.
Yeah,
but then they added Rene Russo.
Yeah,
to
you
the
didn't
third
like
one.
Rene
nah,
Russo?
Nah, not really.
Really?
No. Yeah, I didn't really.
Would she have been good in Ghost?
You know, I wouldn't take Demi Moore out of this movie to save my fucking life.
Yeah, it was pretty. They were pretty
she
perfect
was,
together.
They really, and the same could be said for Swayze. Now, I will say, I had a moment. There was a moment when I thought, oh, wow, wouldn't it be weird if? And then I couldn't. Who the fuck was it? I thought of another actor at the time who I thought, oh, that it would have been cool if that person was the Ghost. It might have been Bill Murray. I think every time I watch a movie, I feel like I'm thinking
Eddie Murray. I
wish Eddie Murray was in this movie. Why? Because he's great. Because he can switch hit.
He's got sideburns
for power.
For power.
Yeah.
So, 500 home runs.
Why wouldn't you put Eddie Murray in that role?
500 home runs, 3,000
okay,
hits.
Okay, maybe if it's a National League movie, because where are you gonna put him? But if it's an AL movie, Kevin. All right. Moving forward.
Oh, have we talked about the lack of spinning heel kicks and throat rips yet?
I think so.
Okay. Did we record it? We don't have to go into it again.
I think so.
But I just want to make that known.
You want to make sure, okay, really hit
that
point. That
really
there weren't, enough, spin
there weren't
kicks.
Enough spinning heel kicks.
Okay.
Flying.
I want to make a point, which is that the director of this film.
Yes.
I know you know this at this point in your life, Kevin, but I want to point it out to the audience at home. The director of this film is Jerry Zucker of...
Of Naked Gun 33
Zucker
and a third.
Zucker Brothers, that's right. Naked Gun 33 and a third, 2.5, and the original Naked Gun, as well as Airplane, Top Secret, Kentucky Fried Movie, and some other stuff.
I love Top Secret.
So, Top Secret's one of the best, man.
Yeah.
Top Secret's really good. It's one of the best. It's really, really good. It was on television the other day, actually, and I saw a couple scenes.
Top Grand Secret Prix, is Chocolate Mousse.
Okay, well...
Deja vu.
We could have a whole podcast where we just sit and quote Top Secret.
We could have a podcast,
a spinoff podcast.
Let's cancel this and we'll start a podcast called Mother Zucker.
A spinoff. We don't have to cancel this. We can do both.
Let's do both. Coming to you next spring, Mother Zucker.
So the Zucker brothers are known for their slapstick comedy, and here Jerry Zucker puts together, I'd say, a quality drama.
High quality drama.
Thriller, even. It was a little bit of a thriller. It had some thriller.
I liked that. I liked that the one scene where Michael Jackson's Thriller played.
Huh. So I watched this with my wife because I thought, you know, this is a romantic opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
You
don't. It's instead of, you didn't have the idea to spill something on your shirt yet.
Not yet. Now I've got that in my pocket. I can't do it anytime soon because we watched the movie together. I got to wait a little while.
I don't think you should have like said it out loud when you saw that. Like, hey, that's
I know,
a good idea.
That pushes the timeline back even further.
Yeah,
I agree.
She's like, what are you talking
that's
about?
Right. I have to wait.
I'd
say at least 2 years, given that I talked about it like that so openly. But I did watch it with her because I thought, hey, romantic movie. And she cries at everything. She cries at like How I Met Your Mother. She cries at everything. And she didn't cry. She did not cry at the end of this movie. She like got as the movie was over, the credits started. She got up and she was like, "Okay, cool. I'm gonna like go do something else now." And I'm sitting there, my eyes are red, they're watering up. I remember when I watched this in the theaters when I was 13 years old. I bawled my eyes out. I was one of those boys who would like cry and then like wipe it away.
Yeah.
Is anybody looking at me? This just came back to me.
Yes,
I have a brand new thought. This doesn't happen to me anymore.
Ladies and
I'm
gentlemen,
38 years old.
The first time
this doesn't
in
happen.
22 years.
This is amazing. I thought of something just now that I haven't realized all week after watching this movie. I loved this movie when it came out.
Okay.
I watched it with a friend, maybe two friends. I don't remember who I saw it with. Here's what I remember.
Yes.
About a week later,
mm-hmm.
I was bored one weekend afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? I loved Ghost, and it's only going to be in the theater for so long. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to see Ghost again.
You went by yourself.
And I went by myself.
And then you rubbed one out during the pottery scene.
No.
I know
that's
how
not
you,
where,
I
no,
know your tactics.
Connor, God damn it. You
I know.
You take a beautiful thing. You take a beautiful idea. I'm telling you something honest and authentic from my past, and it's got emotion, there's depth, and you... And you jizz on it, Connor.
I can tell by your story where it was going, you're the one doing that.
That's not the case. No. I was admiring. You know what?
No. There's nothing I can say. Finish it. Please finish that sentence. finish.
The beauty, Connor. I was admiring the beauty is what I was. That's where I was going.
Oh, wow. It's a beautiful film.
To cry openly at the end of the movie without my friend sitting next to me judging me. I'm some kind of idiot for crying. Did you not cry? Is that what you're telling me? You watched this movie for the very first time.
Did not cry.
Didn't cry. Really? When he says, it's amazing, Molly. The love, you take it with you. Nothing?
No.
You didn't cry. How about just now when I said it?
Did you cry right now? Out of like pain of seeing something horribly done.
and then he says, I love you, Molly. And she says,
ditto. Yeah. Ditto. No, that's good. That's a good callback. I mean, it was not without emotion for me, but again, dead inside.
Right.
Nah, like, there's only few things as triggers for it. Like, at the end of Field of Dreams, like, hey, you want to catch pop?
Shit you saw before you had died inside.
Yeah.
And do you have that original emotional connection to
Or beautiful cinematic shots of dinosaurs. Not even lying.
I didn't question it. I didn't. I wouldn't. We should wrap up this
episode.
Yes,
we should.
Because, we've got to get on with our lives. But this has been Hold Up.
Oh, wait. Before we go, next episode is the holiday episode.
Oh, that's right. We have a holiday episode.
We need to get some bells.
We'll have them.
We'll find some bells.
I'm sure we'll have some bells for the next episode.
We'll find some damn bells.
Hell yeah. Okay, but until next time, I'm Matt. Thank you, Kevin.
Hi. Bye. Goodbye. Thanks. Bye.
That was very smooth. We'll see you next time.
Hold up. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Smoke weed every day.